Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 133 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have you here on this Wednesday, July the 3rd. We are halfway through the week and halfway through the prescribed readings for this week in God's Word. As you'll see, the reading plan requests that we read Psalms 76 through 83, Proverbs number 9. We will be reading by way of this podcast, Psalm 79, using the web translation of the Bible, but be sure to read the rest on your own, and you could use whatever translation you have on hand. If you're in need of the Bible in your reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. I like to have it nearby because it tells me what I need to read, and also I like to put an X through it when it's completed. I'm just one of those people who like to see progress, and we are a few sheets into this Bible in a Year reading plan, so we are making good progress. But hey, if you're here for the first time, you are welcome, because there's never a better time than now to start developing this holy habit of reading God's Word each and every day. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm 79, a psalm by Asaph. God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. They have given the dead bodies of your servants to be food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your saints to be the animals of the earth. They have shed their blood like water around Jerusalem. There was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scoffing and derision to those who are around us. How long, Yahweh? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that don't know you, on the kingdoms that don't call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and destroyed his homeland. Don't hold the iniquities of our forefathers against us, lest your tender mercies speedily meet us, for we are in desperate need. Help us, God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let it be known among the nations before our eyes that vengeance for your servants' blood is being poured out. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before you. According to the greatness of your power, preserve those who are sentenced to death. Pay back to our neighbors seven times into their bosom their reproach with which they have reproached you, Lord. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will praise you forever to all generations. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we have it so readily available to us in each of our languages, that we might find your truth and your wisdom within. The same Holy Spirit which inspired these words is active in our lives today and helps to bring these truths and wisdoms to our understanding and embeds them within our hearts. So Lord, let our hearts be a fertile soil for them to rest upon and bear much fruit. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, friends, we are in another psalm here that has been written by Asaph. And if you recall, in last session, we talked about Asaph as one of the temple workers who was skilled in music and bringing praise to God from the people. And here we have Asaph recounting a very monumental event within Israel's history, really Judah's history. And that is when Judah was invaded by the world power of the time, the Babylonians, and they were destroyed and ravaged and all of their things taken from the temple. The temple was basically destroyed, and whoever was not murdered was deported under the captivity of the Babylonians to their land, which was Babylon. What Asaph is recounting here is the bloodbath that ensued during this time, and the body counts that were left there in Jerusalem, people heaped up in mounds and let to decay in the roads, and how terrible that was for those who remained behind. Really, it was terrible for those who were deported as well, because all on both sides lost their identity. They lost the temple, they lost their community, and they lost the means for them to worship God and find God in the temple where God promised to meet them. So here Asaph is lamenting that this has happened. And he has asked that God pour out his wrath on the nations that don't know you. And this is actually quite interesting. This is ironic because the people of Israel, the people of Judah, were acting like a nation that did not know their God. God had made a covenant with them on several occasions, and he reminded his people over and over again through the prophets that if you keep my commands, if you stay within the confines of this covenant, then I will be your God and you will be my people. But if you don't do that, well, you are going to exit the confines of this covenant, and I am going to allow you to be subject to your own consequences. And here we see that Judah was allowed to be ravaged by the Babylonians, and they were deported to Babylon. They stayed there for a period of 70 years. But I want you to note that God maintained a remnant of people that would one day return to Jerusalem to be restored in community, to rebuild the temple, and so forth. And this is rooted in God's, what we call hesed in Hebrew, that's God's loving kindness, his covenantal faithfulness, where regardless of how many times the people stray away, God is there waiting to receive them back with open arms. So God is loving and patient enough to be the God that will welcome us back into covenant. But God is also a God that respects our free will and allows us to do what we want to do, and allows us to reap the consequences of those choices. And here we see that the consequences of their disobedience and their unfaithfulness was that the Babylonians oppressed them and destroyed them to the point of death in some cases. Towards the end of this psalm, Asaph begs God to let God's mercies speedily find them, because they are in desperate need. And if you want to know how many of the people felt while living in exile, you can read the book of Lamentations, which we will get to in the near future, and you will see how it felt to be exiled and to be reaping the consequences of their unfaithfulness through the generations. Nevertheless, Asaph makes the plea for God's mercy, and we do know that they were We all find ourselves in periods of exile throughout our life. If you have been on this faith journey, if you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, it's not always sunshine and lollipops, as we'd like to say. Things are difficult. Jesus even tells us to count the cost of discipleship, of following Jesus. Jesus said that in this life, there's going to be many troubles. And Jesus has also exhorted the people to keep God's commands, because that is where life is truly found. And when you deviate from God's will and you follow your own will, you get into some hot water. Nevertheless, we see grace abounding over and over and over again. And despite what we've done, we are never too far gone for God to welcome us back into God's loving embrace. When we decide that, yes, what we have done is wrong and we turn back to God, we call that repentance, and that we rededicate our lives to God in following God faithfully, that is where grace abounds for us and becomes ours, so that we might be in a true, loving, thriving relationship with God, and that we are put on the path of transformation. That is, over time, we are made more and more into God's image, and we will be less and less likely to do the sinful things that we have done in the past, so that we can follow God in step and go to where God is leading. Friends, I hope you enjoyed this podcast today, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. Consider maybe inviting a friend along on the journey. Click share in your listening platform of choice and send them the link. I would certainly appreciate it, and it's a good way for you to be faithful in spreading the good news of God.